Okay, Sunday morning, 4:21-24. We're looking at a teaching this morning called Trial by Fire. We're all getting a taste of that, aren't we? This week I heard a testimony from a man from Australia. He's a bishop. His name is Marmari Emmanuel. And I saw the film. He's up preaching. And he's a pretty fiery preacher. He loves Jesus, I know that. And a Muslim man comes up to him and starts to stab him, but he couldn't get his knife open, so he just kind of beats him with the blunt end of the knife. And this is what he had to say after that. He said, "When you come under attack, it means that Jesus is with you mightily." So think about that. Jesus is with you mightily. And he's pretty verbal. He doesn't sound like an Australian, he sounds like an American. But anyway, he held out a cross, and that's probably, he said, he was up there at the pulpit, and he always carries his cross in his hand. He stuck that cross out at him, and the man couldn't get the knife to come out. He was beat up a little bit, but not fatally. I hope that Muslim man realizes enough to maybe reassess. Okay. I would say that that was a trial by fire, wouldn't you? The Bible has several things to say about the fire, and we're going to have a look at it today. Excuse me, Anita. Okay. First, we're going to go look at Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 16. Well, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. All right, let's look at one more before we look at into Strong's on that one. 1 Peter. First Peter 1:4. Y'all there? 1 Peter 1:4. I think I'm in the wrong place. Just say it's 1 Peter 4.
1:7 has fire, trial by fire.
Okay. Why did I put 12? Let me see something. All right. We'll just read through 12. All right. "That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels to desire to look into." So here in the Strong's, there's two different meanings. One is 448, and it means to kindle, to be ignited, to glow, by implication, to be refined. Figuratively, to be inflamed with anger. 4451 means ignition, smelting, conflagration, calamity as a test or a burning trial. A fiery trial that is refining you, basically, is what it's talking about here. It is a test. The trying of your faith. I, as you, are walking through a trial by fire. I've been asking the Lord, what is our response to be in these times? You don't want to just say a bunch of stuff and just do a bunch of stuff. Well, I thought, well, I guess we have to look at the scriptures to see. All right. God is watching how we respond. I don't want to take this test over. Do you? I do not. There's three witnesses right there. All right. Let's go back to Ephesians 6:16. What Paul said. It's through great trial that Paul gets the revelation of the armor of God. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. All right, the shield of faith. Let's look at the shield of faith. All right, the shield of faith is how we quench the fiery darts of the wicked. The commentary in my Bible says that this is what the shield of faith is. Taking God at his word by believing his promises. Believing. Having that mindset that you believe God over what you're experiencing. All right, 1 Peter 4, here's the scriptures I had down. 1 Peter 4, 12 through 14. Let's go look at that. Now that I got it right, I had it typed wrong. 1 Peter 4, 12 through 14. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. And that's the first thing you think? What the heck's going on here? But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. Isn't that what that Mamari said? Those that are persecuted or someone comes against them because of who they believe and believing in Jesus, that he's with them mightily. Glory and of God, the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Right here, Peter says to rejoice. That's what it says. Here's what rejoice means. To boast in a good way. Think about it. So much of the time, because of fear, we get into, I rebuke you, I bind you, I say this, I say that. We don't need to boast in ourselves. We need to boast in the Lord. I'm going to read a psalm to you that talks just about that, because that's 277 in the Strong's, rejoice, to boast in a good way. In other words, your boast is in the Lord, not in your ability to do anything about the situation. Psalms 34, wonderful psalm. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were frightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh to them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. So our boast is to be in the Lord, not in our ability to cast out devils or anything else, but our boast is in the Lord. All right, let's go over to Daniel. We're going to see this boast in this story. We're going to start with verse 1 there.
What chapter?
3. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. The Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, and the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Y'all do realize this gold statue is Babylon. And it represents down to the 10 toes, that's us. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, all kinds of music, ye shall fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. Whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Fiery furnace. Therefore at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king, "Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. Whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." The Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image that I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, their hats, and all their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound, into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. But Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes and the governors and the captains and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. One more story will be done today. Acts 16. Boasting in the Lord. All right, we're just going to go to verse 20 there. And brought them to the magistrate, saying, These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. When they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into a prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. So, the two things right here, what Peter said, from what he said, out of the Strong's, boast in a good way, to rejoice and boast in a good way. Use the Word of God. Where's that other one I had? Okay. The commentary in my Bible said this, taking God at His Word by believing His promises. Rejoicing and boasting in God. Isn't that what they did? It's what it looked like to me. So I encourage you today, if God gives you something to say and something to speak, that's great, but I think you can never go wrong just being thankful and praising Him.